If those seats in Utah are $5, they'll be $550 cheaper than what the Bruins are selling their new jerseys for online for $600.
Yeah. Well, so just so we're the $600 ones, I think that's the like the game worn authentic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's real, like that's a collector's jersey. Yeah. I do think that, I don't know if they're out now, but there will be cheaper versions.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. But
now, were any of you surprised? I know obviously the Celtics accidentally kind of like put out what the front of the jersey looked like in their, was it at practice? Like the practice facility had something? I forget, but some people had images of this before it was officially dropped this morning. Mm. So. Were any of you surprised that it wasn't more like his, like further back in the history? Cause I was thinking like, okay, they, especially when Marshawn walked in the sweatshirt that I actually really like the sweatshirt, that had all the stripes on it. And like, it looked more like 100 years ago's jersey. Mm. I thought maybe they might go all the way back, like to the 1924 jerseys just for a, like just yeah. for that special like occasion, but obviously that's not the era that they went back to. So I just didn't know if you guys thought maybe they should have. I like the history of it. They filmed it in Matthews, by the way, which was the original home of the Bruins, and unfortunately I'm not sure how much longer Matthews will be up, though I keep getting told that the school hasn't officially confirmed the report that it will be taken down. So technically it's not official. But yeah, like I was thinking it would be cool to, because you're filming it at Matthews as well, like seemed like it would have been better to have like the full, like pretend it's 100 years ago kind of thing going on.
Isn't Matthews also like a city landmark where it has like that like status?
I know that they can tear it down, and I'm pretty sure at some point they're going to have to.
Yeah, it's as close as it's ever been. I'll put it that way. But I because I work in Hockey East, get told before broadcast, like, hey, technically this hasn't been confirmed. Like the school has not confirmed that it's going to get taken down. They don't have a timeline. There's no set date for anything. So, yes.
Well, it's a shame either way. It's obviously a very historic arena. So Bridget, to your point about am I surprised? Well, I guess if the goal was to go back to like legit go back 100 years and wear a uniform that they first wore, obviously that's not what they went for here. And if that was a one game thing, I mean, that would have been cool, I suppose. But
yeah,
I think
it was a one game thing. I saw people being like, they should play it at Matthews.
But I think
it's what, like 2,000 people. I don't know.
If small. You think back to our interview with Pete Blackburn, I think it was probably close to 2 calendar years ago now. He mentioned that he had been hearing back then that the Bruins were a few years away from a rebrand potentially, where they'd be going back to the look that they wore in the, you know, mid late 70s, 80s, and first half of the 90s. And so maybe they're rolling this jersey out as like a wink, wink. This is what we're going with in the future next year. And maybe they're trying to see how it sits with fans. And so maybe that's why they went with this as opposed to a 100-year design. But so this is up right now. So we'll break this down. Guys, I love these. The jersey. You got the Rapid 7 on the shoulder, which is much better than the chest, but I love the black shoulders. I love how the gold goes all the way down to the wrists and the gold goes all the way down to the bottom of the jersey. The design is very inspired by 70s, 80s, early 90s Bruins. The logo we talked about is great. The socks are unique. It's a bit of a contemporary versus, you know, meets their history. I'm not sure if they would do that necessarily going forward, but if they do, I think it's cool. I mean, like, it's not, I like it. I'm not going to nitpick. I can see people wanting the full gold socks, but I think it's a cool look. And if they have these and then these in white or something like that, I think they had an absolute grand slam. And the pants, they have the yellow on the pants. People could want white or nothing at all. But look, I think they hit a home run. If you're trying to blend modern with historical, it's great. I like it a lot. There's always, you can always nitpick, but I think they did a great job.
Yeah, I feel like it's like I'm going to want to see it. I always feel like my opinion of jerseys changes when I actually see it in game action. So, yeah, like for me, like I don't know if I love the gold all the way down to the gloves on the sleeves, but if I like how it looks in a game, then I'll very quickly become a fan. Same with the socks. Like, I don't know if I love the black on top, yellow on bottom, but if I like how it looks in a game, I'm on board. So I'm reserving some judgment for December 1st, but initial impressions are very good. And, you know, if it's going to be full-time going forward, I would also say, like, there's going to be a shoulder patch with a logo. It would be awesome to me if it's Cocaine Bear or Meth Bear.
Meth Bear. What do you want to call it? Cocaine Bear. You're talking about the movie?
Yeah. But, you know, because, like, right now it has, like, the special centennial patch on the chest. I would move that to the shoulder, get Rapid 7 off the shoulder. That can go, you know, on the chest where it is on the regular jerseys. But overall, I really like it. I'll give it an A- for now. Don't like that. Don't like that, Bridget.
So don't let me play with the graphics too much, or you're going to get that.
Yeah, they have a partnership with Rapid 7 as their jersey sponsor that's still in effect. So they would not go anywhere.
I'm saying move it to the, put it where it is on the regular jerseys on the front, get it off the shoulder.
Right. I'm just saying it would still be there. We don't know exactly where, but interesting that you're not at least initially in love with it going down to the wrist, Scott, because I just think that's like what they always kind of were. I mean, but at the same time,
do they ever do that?
Yeah. If you look back at like, that's how they were previously before like this last 15 year stretch, but
so there's a website too that I found this morning that will show you all of the like the looks over the years. I'm sure other people that are into jerseys have found this way before today. But if you type it in, like it will show you all the different combinations.
So Scott, right now,
NHLuniforms.com has like the whole history, but I don't think they ever had yellow all the way down to the bottom. I think there was always some.
No, they did. But because what happened? Trust me, Scott, I'm positive. But what happened was in 07-08, they went to the Reebok redesign and they left a little bit of black on the bottom of the jersey and the bottom of the sleeves. But if you look back at like Neely and Bork, you'll notice that the yellow does go to the bottom.
Well, at least according to this site, there was always a little bit of black.
I mean, okay, I'll send you a picture while we're talking. But in any event, when it's on the ice, though, like the two-tone socks is interesting, but in reality you have, you know, guys' pants go a little bit lower. They have tape going around their socks. I don't know if it would be as noticeable in game action. It's definitely unique. I don't know if I was drawing up the uniforms myself, if I would have done that, but look, I think last year, my biggest problem with those centennial uniforms was the color choice of the gold. I think this is like a perfect blend of what everybody is kind of looking for.
By the way, if to our listeners, Brian would, if he had a chance to design the jerseys for either the Bruins or Team USA, he would certainly leave the skate pod to do that. That is his dream job, from what I understand. He would leave the plumbing business and he would be designing the best jerseys that anyone's ever seen.
So I wish I could share my screen here, but Scott, I'm gonna send you some of these pictures just so you can see it, because sometimes these uniform databases aren't always, you know, entirely accurate.
I will say, in the meantime, I'll shout out my pal Mark Majewski, who is like the Bruins' lead in-house designer. I don't know exactly like how much he had to do with this whole project, but I'm sure something. And I just feel like there's never been anyone better equipped for a Bruins jersey/Matthews Arena crossover. Because he used to be Northeastern's SID back in the day for hockey. So, shout out to Mark.
Brian, did you send it? I don't see it.
Sorry. I'm muted. I'm trying to send it to Scott right now. Cause we have to get to the bottom of this. I don't want to be misinforming the masses here. This is too important of a topic.
Does anyone want to know my opinion or no?
Oh yeah, Bridget, please. Yeah.
So
let me know when you get that text.
So I personally like them. I'm not gonna go as in depth as you guys because you guys are, this segment is for you. We do this for you. But originally I thought that with this picture that we have up, like the yellow looks lighter, but I don't think it is in real life. So like Scott, I think I need to see it in person to have the full opinion of it. To me, guys, I'm not as in depth of like a jersey. I don't actually even own a jersey from anything. I just look at it and I'm like, yeah, you know, it's okay. I don't know. It still doesn't compare to, I love the Pooh Bears. And I even love the Mets.
Pooh Bears, come on.
I do. I mean, I'm sorry, but like they're, I just like that better. I do. And I like the Meth Bear better because it's fun. Like it's, I mean, I know the B, well, but the B is the classic one, but I liked when they had those.
So
this one, like this would have the Meth Bear on the shoulder if they decided to bring that back.
So Scott, I half owe you an apology because I just texted you guys. So
These prove my point.
Time out. The sleeves do, but not the bottom. No, the bottom.
That's specifically what I was talking about. It's just the sleeves.
Oh, okay. Well, so then on the sleeves you're right, but on the bottom I'm right. So we both win, okay. And we both lose.
I'm not wrong because that's not what I was talking about.
Well, you didn't clarify.
I'll never admit that he's wrong.
You didn't specify.
Yeah, but, if we ran back the tape, I was talking about the sleeves and said sleeves.
Okay, well, and I will apologize because sometimes when I talk, I'm not always forming my thoughts entirely. I was kind of talking about both of them because I honestly – I figured that it would be like synchronized, that whatever they did on the sleeve, they did on the base. But they threw a goddamn curveball. But I was half right, and Scott was fully right, half wrong. All right, so why don't we wrap this up? Because I know that the tape played back will probably benefit Scott because he should be a lawyer and not a writer. But any final takeaways?
My parents probably wish I was a lawyer instead of a writer too.
Yeah. Oh gosh. I wasn't expecting uniforms to drop like 24 hours ago. They were just randomly like, hey, here's some new uniforms coming out, and I was like,
yeah,
my eyes perked up. So that's cool. All right. Well, I think now we can probably wrap it up. So Bridget, Scott, thank you. Have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you on Monday.